This is the Community Power Break on KPPF.
From the Power Media Group studios, it's your Community Power Break, a show that helps you take a midday break to find out something great about the many people who make a positive difference in our community. I'm your host, Dr. Dee Natale, a certified social impact strategist. In our studios today, we are thrilled to have a visit by the Queen of Halloween, also your 2021 Miss Southern Colorado of America, Justina Baker. Hello, Justina.
Hello.
Justina is here to tell us about the Halloween Bouncing Boo Bash and Trunk or Treat.
That's right. I am the queen of Halloween right now in October. And I've got an amazing charity event going down on Halloween from 3 to 7 p.m. at Sky Zone.
Where is Sky Zone?
Woodman and Academy, the big trampoline, amazing bouncing place. That's why it's called the Bouncing Boo Bash.
And you said charities. So what charities are you assisting?
We are going to be supporting 12 local charities this year. Last year it supported 6. So we're going to double the amount, which is super exciting. And some of those are going to be Toys of Her Tot, Care and Share.
What is the Bouncing Boo Bash and Trunk or Treat all about?
So I don't know if you guys ever have been to a trunk or treat, but basically a trunk or treat is when you get your trunk of your car or truck bed and you decorate it in some Halloween theme. This one, they won't be scary themed, but they will be fun Halloween themed. And you basically fill it up with candy and hand it out. It provides a really safe trick or treating experience for the kids.
It's just like visiting houses, only it's in a parking lot?
Yes, with 80 local businesses, and we're even going to have an axe throwing company there, photographers, so you actually get a picture of you in your costume at the photography booth in Sky Zone, and the kids get to jump their little sugars out in Sky Zone. That's pretty exciting.
When is this going to occur?
Last year, we did it on Halloween, and it all happened because of the pandemic, and we wanted to do something outside that was safe for the kids because they really didn't have a lot to do, and so now this is the second year, so this is the second time. 5,000 people came to the first one. I have no idea how big this is going to be, but right now it's going to be pretty epic. And it goes down on Halloween from 3 to 7 p.m.
Why do you do this?
The kids need something safe and fun. I think when you get that many people together in the community, you got to do charity. So while you've got that many people there, we decided, you know what? I'm going to do 6 charities this year. And let's go ahead. If we've got a big bunch of people together, let's build our community together.
And how does the Bouncing Boo Bash and Trunk or Treat do that?
Well, I'll tell you this. It's not really just about the kids. I think the adults, the parents had a blast too. This was so exciting to see, again, our community. So 80 local businesses get together, decorate their trunk. They all got creative and had fun. And when was the last time you pulled construction paper out and scissors and like actually got into something like that, right? This took heart to do. And all these people went all out. I make handmade trophies. And so they're competing for these amazing trophies and, you know, basically the rights to say we were number one. We're the business that decorated our trunk the best. And these kids and these parents got to come out. There's music playing. It is so much fun to see them all light up and have a good time. When was the last time you saw 5,000 people come out and have a good time and just enjoy themselves as families? This was amazing, guys. I don't even know. That was during a pandemic. Could you imagine this year? Oh my gosh. The line went all the way around Sam's Club. I was in shock. And we ran out of candy 3 different times. So this year I started early in August and we're getting candy donations now. We have 5 local businesses that have candy donation boxes. So if you go to Perkins Motors, Heuberger Motors, Indian Motorcycle, Pikes Peak Harley, or Berkshire and Hathaway, or IVP Beach, we're just now adding them, or Sky Zone, you can drop off candy.
There's a lot of people listening to the show right now and asking, how can I help?
Candy is definitely a big way to help. And also, we have about 5 spots left for the Trunk or Treat. So if you're a local business and you want to get involved in the community, please email me at the Queen of Halloween Events at gmail.com, and that's events with an S. Or if you're a local charity that needs help and you want to grow here, I'm the perfect place to start.
Email again?
It is the Queen of Halloween Events with an S at gmail.com.
Thank you, Justina. This has been amazing listening to this. I can't wait. That's in my neighborhood, and I will definitely be stopping by. I'm Dr. Dee Natale, and you've been listening to the Community Power Break.
The power of giving back.
Thanks for listening to the Community Power Break on KPPF. Tune in for the Community Power Break weekdays in the noon hour on KPPF.